All right. Hello, everybody. We're so excited to have you and have our wonderful, wonderful co-hosts, Anna Myers and Jean Marino, both experts in the field of women's sexual health. And we're so excited to go through this question today. This is something that we hear, something that you've probably heard before, and maybe you've wondered, is this actually true? Well, here's the question. If you don't use it, are you going to lose it? Okay, let's dive in. Who wants to start?
So I'll start because I personally find this to be one of my biggest pet peeves. I feel like what you're telling women is it's all your fault if you end up having pain. And it's not biology. It's not the drop off of hormones. It's not problems with your muscles. It's you. You didn't have sex enough. You stopped having sex. It's your fault. And it tells women that, well, if sex is painful, you must not be having enough of it. And you just have to keep going, which I think is also a bad idea.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
So a little research on this concept of if you don't use it, you lose it. And that has been used and applied to anything from golf to gift cards.
Oh, true.
Originally, that concept kind of, they think, because nobody can really pinpoint exactly where it came from, but they think it maybe came from like doing the books for business. Like if you didn't use the money from one quarter, you lost it before the...
Interesting.
Which I've heard even in our own department, our own boss say, hey, if we don't use it, we'll lose it. So that said, I looked into it a little bit more with like male sexual health as well as female sexual health. So they, I mean, obviously for men, they do feel that the more erections they have.
The more erections they'll be able to have?
More circulation to the area. You know, it helps the prostate, all of those kinds of things.
Just like muscles, kind of.
Exactly. And just like for women, you're going to be bringing more sex you have, the more blood flow, more circulation, certainly isn't going to hurt.
Right. I mean, I have to say, I do see women in the office who've not had a partner or something has changed in their lives for a couple of years. And then when they try to have sex, it's really painful for them. But I mean, she didn't lose anything. She still has her organs. She still has her vagina, but there is a little bit of work that needs to be done. And I feel like those women are usually shocked. So I kind of, not to disagree with Jean, because I do think it's awful and I don't like that there'd be any blame placed on women.
For sure.
But I do think there is something that like, if you're not using that muscle, if you're not using the vaginal opening, something can happen where it starts to become uncomfortable or painful when you try to use it again. But I think the other thing that comes to mind is that people obviously, they honestly think that it's going to close off. And I see vaginal openings narrow. And so maybe that's where the idea is coming from, that after menopause, sometimes the opening can narrow a little bit if you're not using estrogen.
Or even shorten.
So things do change, and maybe that's this idea that things are good, like closing off. And I do have patients who've had labial agglutination where the labia is sticking together also because of a lack of estrogen and then maybe also because of lichen sclerosis. And they do have to then use dilators and try to open things back up again. But it's never lost, right? It's never like completely gone.
So I will say I like the phrase, if a woman needs permission to continue to be sexually active, or even if she doesn't have a partner, just to have solo play. So if someone feels like they need that permission, then I like it because it's empowering. And I agree, there's, if you keep active, there's more blood flow and whatnot. But again, I just don't want us blaming women, or if a woman's not interested in intercourse, to tell her, well, you're going to lose it if you don't keep going. So that's what really bothers me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I don't think women should feel a pressure to have a penetrative type of experience, for sure.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
But I don't think it's going to work against them if they, you know, don't use it at all.
Right. So what should they bring it back? What should they do? What should you do to kind of prevent things from narrowing or prevent things from getting to the point where then it's painful? I mean, what do you tell your patients?
I always try to bring up masturbation, try to give them some permission giving, because I feel like a lot of times our older ladies, you know, they've grown up in a purity culture where mm-hmm. they weren't even able to talk about these things. So I do try to be like, it's okay. And, you know, and then we talk, I said, if you're interested in any information about devices or, you know, things like that, I'm happy to send it to you. And I'd say more times than not, they want it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I've very rarely met a woman who is encouraged to seek her own pleasure. So I think just that's a huge problem. So I agree. So, and then I'm just a gigantic fan of vaginal estrogen.
Yeah.
I think probably anyone in their 50s and older should be on it. There's no harm. It can only help. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
So that's my part of not losing it, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm also just thinking, you know, not every woman wants penetrative sex or penetrative play, even with themselves. And so that is part of the issue with the vaginal canal. But it seems like a lot of work to maintain a canal. You know, sometimes we give our patients vaginal dilators to use to try to keep the tissues open. But if you don't have a partner, it's like that's a lot of work to do.
And what do we think about keeping that canal?
Right.
I hate to say open.
Yeah.
It sounds crude. But so women still need pap tests. So they need a speculum exam until they're 65, sometimes older, or perhaps we need to look inside the uterus and see what's going on. Someone's having bleeding in menopause. So you need to be able to do it. I mean, I'm not sure if dilators for just GYN exams is enough, but maybe something to consider.
But at minimum, vaginal estrogen, I think we all agree on that.
Totally.
And then if you want penetrative intercourse, or if you like penetrative intercourse, a vibrator that penetrates. Because otherwise there's lots of great vibrators that are just for clitoral stimulation, right?
Totally.
Well, this has been super interesting. Thank you for your insight. And I think we've kind of agreed that we don't like the saying use it or lose it, but we do think you want to pay attention to yourself, know yourself, and have full permission to enjoy yourself and not worry about anything in the future. If you do need medical help, please seek medical care from your friendly women's healthcare provider.
Thanks for having us, Rachel.
Thank you.
This was fun.